pleasure getting to share a little bit with you guys about kind of what God's been putting on my heart lately. This is going to turn into a little bit of an extended talk because our guest is currently not here yet.
Her fiance is.
I'm sorry?
Her fiance is.
Oh, perfect. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. So,
when she arrives, I guess just give me the notice and I'll cut it off. But this will be a little bit of an extended talk, so bear with me. This was only supposed to be a few minutes. But really what God's been putting on my heart lately is the topic of love. And he's been doing it in a multitude of ways, both through people, through what I've been diving into in the Bible, things popping up on Instagram, books that I'm reading. And it's really just been cool to see different avenues that God has utilized to really reach me and get to my heart. And so one of the quotes, there's this book I'm reading, it's called Soul Cravings. It's by Erwin McManus, and it basically talks about the things that your soul craves in life. And the first topic just happens to be love. And one of the quotes that I pulled out from the first section I wanted to share with you guys tonight, because that's kind of what started this. Oh, perfect, she's here. Hello.
Yes.
How are you? Okay, now extended talk's over. You shouldn't be surprised that as you search for love, you keep running into God. I'm going to read it again. You shouldn't be surprised that as you search for love, you keep running into God. My time here at Cal has been filled with a lot of things. I like to fill my time with things because that's kind of one of the ways that I really get love, whether that's a sport, two sports, whether that's a major. Just if you know anything about me, I love doing a lot of things, and that is where I really feel and get a lot of joy from. And as I've kind of been on that journey of searching for love and craving like that satisfaction, that love from the things that I've been doing, this quote really struck me, because as I continued to go on that journey, I continued to run into God in new and profound ways, both through this book. The other day after Kevin Knox spoke, if you guys remember, he talked about relationships and friendships and love that was at the heart of that. And when I went to bed that night, I went through Instagram as I usually do. I scroll through right before bed, catch up on the day, and what popped up was one of the quotes that Kevin had read, and it was 1 Corinthians 13, I believe. It's the one that everyone reads at weddings, and that's, you know, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, does not boast. And it wasn't even that particular verse that really struck me. It was the fact that God has continually push this notion of like, hey, I'm here and I love you, and that's all that you need is my love. And you don't have to do anything for it. You can just sit there in bed right before you go to sleep and just know like, I'm there. Like, I'm wrapping my arms around you and I love you. And you don't have to search for love in anything. You don't have to graduate from this school, I hope you do, but you don't have to graduate with a certain GPA, or you don't have to have played a certain amount of minutes in games. You don't have to really have done anything except for just accept this invitation of love. And that has kind of been what God's been putting on my heart lately, and he showed it in just so many ways. I think that it's cool because sometimes in life I feel like as Christians, we are kind of told like, okay, well, like sometimes God speaks to you in a specific moment. And that's always kind of challenged me because I've never really heard like the voice of God in my own ears. You know, it's hard for me to actually comprehend what that means. And a cool quote that I think really kind of symbolizes how I feel about that is this. When we're struggling, and it doesn't necessarily have to be struggling, but grasping for things or just living life. But for me, it was struggling. When we're struggling, God doesn't always pass us notes or good books that give us some aha moment that gives us this realization of, oh my, I know God more. I think sometimes God passes us people. People to love us, people to care for us, people to let us know things are going to be okay, and ultimately just people to be there. And I think that's what I feel like this club really embodies, is an incredible group of people that just know how to love. And they love deeply, and they care for one another. And I know as I continue to get to know more and more of you guys, I see that love. And as this room continues to grow, I think God's love grows, both in this room and on this campus. And that's kind of all I have for you guys tonight. But I really want you to kind of ruminate on this one quote, and I'm gonna read it one more time. It's, you shouldn't be surprised that as you continually search for love, you keep running into God. Don't be afraid to run into God. That's all I got.
Without further ado, our wonderful